What?
Comfort is usually filled with cotton and a quill. Just maybe have a, just a thin layer and just quilt it, sew it all over, isn't that what you? And a quilt is usually, or a comforter is usually knotted. That's what we used to call it.
Tied. They have more cotton.
Yeah, heavier.
Those would be warmer.
Do you ever take a couple of comforts and put it on the floor and make a bed for a child when there wasn't any room for him to sleep anywhere else? Do they call that anything special?
Pallet.
You call it pallet?
I wouldn't know. I don't think I've ever done that. I really don't.
And,
Oh, I just think that was such fun. I get to sleep on the floor on a pallet.
Not me. I know they do nowadays, too.
Wall-to-wall carpet doesn't go halfway across. It goes
all the way.
Or, would you say clear?
Clear across.
Clear across.
You wouldn't say clean across?
No.
Or plumb across?
No.
Well, you could if you wasn't watching, I guess you're
right. And rich black soil, you call
loam.
Loam.
And a low-lying grassland, they just let it grow in grass. They call it the...
prairie. Meadow.
You mean for animals would be pasture or...
Or just the...
Just meadow or...
Just let it grow, huh? Mm-hmm. And a place where... the land where water gets in and can't get out, it's very...
Marshy.
I'd say swamp. Either one.
Is that the same as a slough?
No.
What's a slough?
Well, it's more of a kind of a stream that's sort of filled up with dirt. I think that's my idea of a slough. I don't know.
Swamp
it's right, though.
On that order, too, isn't it? Swamp is water and dirt.
Well, I think swampy is more a land that has gotten soaked up with water.
And, small freshwater stream that would run through a farmer's property and call it just a little
brook.
Creek. Mm-hmm.
Well, there are different sizes in different places. Would a brook be small? You talk about a creek too, I suppose.
Well, I think a brook would be smaller than a creek. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. You would agree, yeah.
Yes.
And could you name some of the streams around here for me?
Illinois River. Kickapoo Creek, Dry Run.
Dry Run. Is that the name? Dry Run.
A Dry Run Creek. It's places where it gets real dry, gets terribly dry, you know, in dry weather. There's a Dry Run Creek out this way. I think they've made a drive along it, part of it.
In high points of land, you'd have just flat land, and then you'd have a little bit higher, you'd call them.
High
point? Yeah. Or you call it a bluff along the river?
Bluff, perhaps.
Hill?
Bluff
is what we would
say. Peoria is built on bluffs.
And do you use the word hill for a high designation for a high?
Well, when we're coming up from downtown, we say we're going up the hill.
Yeah.
Is a hill bigger than a bluff, or smaller, or? Same or
well, no, a bluff extends.
That's the way I look at it.
Along, you see now, the bluffs follow the Illinois River.
And a hill might be just any place.
A hill is just a single high place.
Of course, out west they have a lot of great big tall, even higher.
Mountains.
Mountains.
And the place where the boat would stop and unload its freight, pull up and tie up to
Well, all I can think of now is key, but that isn't right.
Pier.
Or a wharf.
A wharf, yeah.